80s and sunny in Nashville. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Williamson County's public hospital is one step closer to becoming an Ascension St. Thomas facility. The Nashville Business Journal reports the hospital board voted unanimously to approve the sale and send it up the chain to the county commission. Because it's the county's public hospital, commissioners have the ultimate say. Ascension St. Thomas is one of the largest hospital companies in the country. It owns 90 hospitals across 16 states. Last month, Ascension pitched buying the community-owned Williamson Health and investing in the site. The deal is worth almost $1 billion. As the debate heats up about surveillance cameras, Nashville's mayor says Metro Council is unlikely to implement a system-wide program. Nationally, flock cameras, which are automated license plate readers, have met growing resistance. And while there are technically some of these cameras in use around Nashville, they have not been implemented by the police department. That would require approval by the Metro Council, which Mayor Freddie O'Connell told our Daily Show is unlikely.
I will say this. I do not see a pathway to get anything approved in our Metro Council anytime in the near future.
The current Metro Council has been resistant to rubber stamping police surveillance programs. It has rejected proposals for Fusus, a technology that integrates video footage, and enacted guardrails for future surveillance programs. Tennessee's Department of Transportation expects a $400 million gap in its budget during the next fiscal year and even greater deficits to come. That's because the gas tax revenues that help fund road construction and maintenance have flattened and aren't keeping up with inflation. The Tennessee Lookout reports the state's new toll lane project is not expected to make up for the funding shortfall. TDOT's head of major projects, Brian Ledford, says toll lanes may help with urban congestion, but are, quote, not a silver bullet and not a replacement for sustainable transportation funding. Tennessee's just one of a few states that doesn't borrow money to build roads and bridges. Over the next 30 years, Tennessee's expected to have tens of billions of dollars in transportation infrastructure needs. A draft report from the Tennessee Advisory Council on Intergovernmental Relations suggests different combinations of revenue sources that could help the state keep up with those needs. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.